I've got a weird story of my own to tell you, George.
Okay, I'm ready.
I believe that I might have just went to school with an alien.
You went to school with an alien?
I've put all the facts together over the years, me and a couple other high school friends that hung around with this kid that we're just going to call Matthew. His real name's Matthew, but we're not going to say his last name.
Okay, tell me about this.
Basically, what happened is in my senior year at high school, we met this kid named Matthew. He was a really nice guy, new to the school. He moved here from, never really found out where he moved from. He lived with his aunt. And we just kind of noticed, and we didn't notice this till years later when we started to talk about him. He never became sick. He never was ill. He never got under the weather. He, matter of fact, got the award during graduation for 100% attendance.
And did he look? Did he look like all you guys?
Yeah, he looked fine.
Okay.
But there are some situations that get us to, you know, kind of wonder his role as a human and or an alien, whatnot.
Or a hybrid. He could have been half and half.
Exactly. Like I said, he was never injured. He was real secretive sometimes when you'd come to his house. He lived out in the country in an underground house. It was a nice underground house with his aunt. We had no clue what his aunt did for a living. There was a storage shed in the pasture behind his house that under no circumstances whatsoever were we ever to go into that shed.
Really?
Ever.
That's where the spacecraft was.
Something we don't know. we were never allowed to go in there. His aunt was really close with him as far as, like, demanding what he could and could not do. At my school, it was really weird because for sports, you have to have physicals and stuff.
Oh, yeah, or they don't let you in.
That's right, medical records. Well, for track, for some reason, if you'd already had a medical record filled out, you could just bring it, and they'd go ahead and let you play.
Okay.
He was a track star. He was very good at track. He could run like the wind. He could also run nonstop. He never got tired. It was perfect. He also tried to play football. Well, football was a little bit different. You had to get a physical performed by the school nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And our school is kind of weird to where, you know, they just get around to doing it. Well, he started the season out, and he was really worried about getting a physical done. He pleaded and pleaded with the coach saying, hey, I've already got one done. Here's my doctor and stuff. He says, no, we got to get one to you, buddy. Basically, his aunt stepped in and said, I'm taking him out of football because I'm afraid he might hurt somebody. And this kid was a 145 max, soaking wet.
Right before the physical.
Right before the physical. He quit football, you know, and this kid, you know, was a 145 easy. There's no way he could have hurt people. I mean, we're talking 215-pound kids.
Yeah,
And his aunt stepped in and said, yeah, you're not playing football. Well, that's just one of the little stories about why I think he might. But here's the deal that really
clinched it. This one clinched it.
This one got us. We were at his house. It was a couple days after New Year's, having a little get-together. Everybody kind of went home, and only the close friends kind of stayed at his house.
Mm-hmm.
It was me and another buddy and Matthew. His dog ran out into the road, and it always liked to chase cars, but never really ran in front of them. Well, one time it accidentally got hit.
Oh.
And this dog, I mean, it was, when you saw it get hit, it yelled out a yelp. It was bad news for the dog.
It was gone.
Me and my other buddy thought, it's dead. It's gone. Matthew ran out there, picked it up just like any good owner would do, kind of looked and kind of surveyed the situation. We thought maybe he was going, oh, my dog's dead. Brought it inside the house. We kind of just stayed outside, like, in awe, like, you know, man, our buddy just lost his dog. He always talks about how good of a friend his dog is.
We're all having a great time, and he loses his dog now.
Yeah. He comes out, and he says, why don't you guys give us some time, you know, because he's real torn up. He was crying about it. He was upset. And we just thought, you know, he was mourning the loss of his dog.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave him a couple hours and stuff. We came back later on, even later that evening, about 2 a.m. or whatnot, to see what was up, because we hung out at all hours of the day and night.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, the dog was running around.
No.
Yes.
The same dog.
The same exact dog. We thought, I mean, it was so weird, we thought that he must have had another dog.
Absolutely.
It looked exactly like that one. It's a big farmland. It's feasible, you know. We could not believe it. That dog was hit. And so for all these years, me and my friend have been convinced that somehow some sort of healing went on with that dog.
Something in that shed.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is. And we were always really, and we tell you the truth, George, we never had these ideas in our head until, you know, way after, you know, we graduated high school and we started talking about him, because we have not seen him since.
And you, and all of you came to the same conclusion, didn't you? That there was something strange about him.
Something strange. You know how he has a dock. He lives near like this giant lake.
Okay,
the underground house, well, he used to. And we'd go out there, and you ever, like, sit out there and talk and look at the stars and stuff?
Sure.
You know those people that say, you can see a starburst or a comet or a whatever shoot through the sky every couple of minutes.
And it's a gorgeous sight.
And it's a nice sight. But you just say that knowing if you look at the sky long enough, you'll be able to see one. Well, when we'd sit out there with Matthew, he could almost pinpoint when one would go. It's like he was really in tune with the sky and the stars.
He knew everything, didn't he?
He wouldn't just say, in a couple minutes you'll see something. He'll go, look at that. Here it comes. Bam, there it is.
And there it was.
Just like we were watching a movie, and here comes my favorite part, you know, kind of like that.
You should have asked him what star system he was from.
Well, at that time, we really weren't. We just thought, you know, he was a little on the odd side, but so were we, you know?
Yeah.
He did talk crazy sometimes. Like, at that time, I guess, if I can remember right, we were doing a lot of, the 30th anniversary for the Neil Armstrong walking on the moon was in 1999. I believe it was in the summer.
July of 99.
That's right. He was really, really impressed about that. He talked about that all the time. And he liked to talk about, you know, the moon and what it would be like, and said he'd like to go there someday. But then he also would talk about Mars, because at that same time we were doing
really?
Mars Lander stuff, I remember. And then he'd always say, we'll never make it to Mars. We'll never be able to explore Mars like we want to. Like as if he was telling me, like, you know, we'll never get the out of the nation's debt, you know.
Or they're not going to let us go.
Yeah. He said, it's just because Earth doesn't know Mars, and it's the fourth planet from the sun for a reason.
Well, let me ask you one question about the grandmother, right?
No, it was an aunt.
The aunt.
He lived with an aunt.
Was she weird, too?
You know, to tell you the truth, she was one of those mothers that just acted so weird, you felt nervous to be around. So whenever she, like, came into the room, you kind of were really polite.
Yeah.
And you were really...
you did an Eddie Haskell around her.
Not even that, because she was so not uneasy. She was really nice when she was around, but it just gave you kind of the image that you better watch your P's and Q's around her.
Whatever happened to Matthew?
Well, this is the weird thing. After high school, we kind of all went our different ways and stuff like that. We kind of lost track of each other. Soon by soon, we started, you know, seeing friends, getting in touch. And, you know, we never could get back hold of Matthew. We went to his old house, and he's gone. You know, he got the 100% attendance. He scored very high on the SATs. Wasn't valedictorian, but he scored very high on the SATs. Never had any plans for college, so he told us about it. It's like if he knew he wasn't going to be around.
Well, and when you say he's gone, he must be really gone. Really gone. It's too bad that you and your friends never got into that shed, because I have a sneaky suspicion that maybe you would have seen like one of those My Favorite Martian flying saucers in there or something. What a sight that would be.